The possibilities offered by social media for e-learning and training thus are abundant. Whether the training program needs visual illustrations, videos, articles, presentations, threads, forums, or Q&As, the social media offers the opportunity to have either one, some, or all at no or very minuscule costs. As we have seen examples of WhatsApp, Yammer, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, the list goes on and on. Hence, the combination of social media tools that will need to be used for learning and development will depend on the organizational needs. However, the tools that are available today allow for significantly diversified communication to take place between the trainer and the learner. The efforts that are being put into the social media activity are definitely going to produce a lot of great results and improvements in the performance of the employees. These initiatives will start showing results in terms of enthusiasm and improvement in the performance through the online sessions. The employees will realize how fun the learning can be. It is essential to start using social media platforms as learning tools, and it is noticed that it is making a big difference in the way the employees perceive online training. Another aspect that HRIS designers, from the context of creating learning and development submodules, is the idea of creating diverse competitions. Now, many of us might have seen the various polls, competitions that are available on platforms such as Facebook. Social media allows for these competitions, contests, games, and challenges to be created and presented in a very entertaining and interactive way for employees to learn. In this context, rewards can motivate employees to do their best and make the most out of these competitions. Facebook and Twitter are useful platforms to run competitions, as they provide the tools to create quizzes, polls, sweepstakes, and games. The L&D professionals can thus leverage the use of interactive poll app for many of these platforms. They can also use Pool to generate real-life data for data analysis, to write reports, or simply to get to know their peers better. The organizations also can use features such as like on Facebook to have other employees like the answers they prefer in order to determine a winner, thus making it more of a peer-to-peer experience. Topics trained through the online sessions and supported by social media collaborative functionality thus include business, technology, and creative topics, with courses running the gamut from programming skills to writing and accounting, amongst the diverse topics that can be trained on the online forum. Social media collaboration is basically a structure that joins the employees, communities, locations with similar interests, attitudes, values, lifestyles, visions, and in the field of e-learning, this structure can be used in various ways and through a number of tools. The possibilities offered: competency management tools supported by social media collaborative functionality enable both the employer and the employee to track progress. Recently, the larger LMS providers have expanded into talent management, including career development and succession planning, performance appraisals, recruitment, compensation management, and workforce planning. These are used as planning tools related to training and learning and do not typically provide the day-to-day transaction processing of human resource systems. Today's L&D and HR professionals are busy creating the programs, tools, and products to build diverse learning communities that bring the world closer together. In the next few slides, we are going to discuss about the utilization of LinkedIn in enhancing the L&D practices. LinkedIn recognizes that learning is fundamentally a social activity. In order to facilitate employees to access dynamic, rich knowledge from experts and colleagues, this forum provides an avenue to exchange ideas and best practices. The company has launched a new site called LinkedIn Learning, an ambitious e-learning portal tailored to individuals, but also catering to businesses looking to keep training their employees, and beyond that, even educational institutions exploring e-learning courses. Courses can be both selected by employees as well as recommended by employers and their HR managers, who can use LinkedIn's analysis products, analytic products, to both monitor employees' progress. LinkedIn Learning is available for LinkedIn Premium subscribers who look like they will get 25 new courses every week based on the information provided on the site. As you can see over here, there is a snapshot provided of LinkedIn Learning. It comprises of keeping learning in the moments that matter. There is a choice of over 16,000 free and paid courses to rise up to any moment. So there are courses like converting face-to-face training into digital learning, learning to teach online, how to design and deliver training programs, using neuroscience for more effective L&D. So these are a few choices that have been provided by LinkedIn. In the next slide, we will continue to discuss about some of the features and functionalities and announcements done by LinkedIn Learning to help with the online learning experience. LinkedIn says it will soon be releasing an enterprise tier so that large companies can take subscriptions for their entire employee base. The LinkedIn communities for employee knowledge exchange can form in a variety of ways. LinkedIn would soon be updating in other areas of their service. It would include a new desktop experience, a smarter content newsfeed, and additions to its message service, including the introduction of bots. We will cover the topic on bots in this particular chapter at the end, as well as a later chapter on artificial intelligence. This platform leverages the concept of synchronous online learning by using synchronous technologies. This functionality enables the employees to gain knowledge from peers through a social basis. LinkedIn's emphasis on learning goes hand in hand with the company's primary role today as a place where many people go to create and maintain their professional profiles publicly and to look for jobs. Building on that as a place to also enhance the professional skills makes a lot of sense. As we have seen in the previous slide, the feature that uses the online learning is very diverse, and it has got a lot of topics that people can purchase and can add value to their careers. It also provides a coda to LinkedIn's efforts in trying to court higher education facilities. So this type of a mechanism helps people build robust knowledge through using LinkedIn's training facilities. Here we continue our discussion about the LinkedIn Learning and how it can be used as an element of infusing social media into traditional L&D practices. The idea was to use this as a way of onboarding users early in their professional lives, but also to potentially hook into the alumni job finding networks for the recruitment businesses of the organizations. LinkedIn also sees education as a business opportunity, with just-in-time experience training from LinkedIn as a key way of meeting that demand. As you can see in the image provided along with the slide, personalized e-learning for every employee of the organization is the agenda of LinkedIn Learning. It's basically a data-driven platform for relevant skills development. As you can see, there are a lot of quality videos which are, you know, can be looked upon by people, like components of digital marketing, insights from a database marketer, marketing tips, and so on. So employees can go on LinkedIn Learning, can log in and get a plethora of services with their videos as well as discussions about online learning. While traditional education methods still have undisputed role, online learning comes with a leaping advantage in terms of schedule of the freedom. Through the social media learning, the instructional designers can use KRAs to determine appropriate content and resources to help learners achieve their goals. They can also verify whether existing courses facilitate the learning of key tasks and create new content where there are gaps identified. The end result is a checklist of self-directed activities for a learner to complete, starting from day one to a year on the job. A learning plan checklist includes aspects like timelines, resources, activities, completion status, and follow-up. In the next few slides, we are going to discuss the topic of applying cutting-edge technologies in the L&D propagation. So learning and development is fundamentally an integrated activity. And for HRIS developers and L&D professionals, it is a need to achieve this functionality, and they have to combine it thus with modern technology. Today's world is a highly connected one, and the divide between separate locations is blurred. Thanks to the constant support that is provided by cutting-edge and upcoming technologies, new opportunities and avenues have been created for learning professionals to leverage for furthering the goals of contemporary learning. This infusion will enable the employees to access dynamic, rich knowledge from experts and colleagues by providing a forum to change ideas and best practices. Learning management tools enable both the employer and employee to track progress in this context. We will continue our discussion in the next slide as well. Once an organization has developed the descriptions of the learning competencies desired for each position, they are better able to identify who the right people are for each position, provide training, and enable employees to achieve their developmental and occupational goals. Given how powerful the use of social media tools, the learning management systems, e-learning modules can be in facilitating the dissemination and absorption of new and trending content, there's an amazing opportunity for distance learning content creators and instructional designers to integrate them further into the e-learning environments. With the progression of technology and its foray into the HRM, many practices have expanded into the learning management, including career management and succession planning, along with the creation of personal development plans. These are used as planning tools related to training and learning and do not typically provide the day-to-day interaction and transaction processing of the human resource systems. The objective of using advanced technologies in an e-learning context is to make it easier for learners to get to the learning content that they are looking for quickly and effectively. To achieve this purpose, the content must be classified and categorized in a way that makes it seamless to locate. Using advanced technologies, learners can meet with and learn from employees with highly developed skills as well. The technology and suppliers change rapidly in today's contemporary world. Therefore, e-learning managers must build scalability and their e-learning model and strategy along with the necessary flexibility. By building strategic relationships with proven suppliers and technologies, as well as with internal sponsors and technology supporters, e-learning managers can count on a successful e-learning solution. Once learners are familiar with how to access and locate content, the strategy must address making the use of new technological development and plugins a second nature. By posting key instructional content or critical learning materials exclusively on social platforms, as well as on learning management systems, the management will develop a habit amongst the learners to always use the technological forum to further their learning objectives. Learning and development, as we've come to know, isn't a one-time activity anymore. Employees expect organizations to provide continuous development and foster a culture of learning. Organizations are now transitioning towards integrated learning development systems. Integrated learning systems are systems that integrate several functions or combine several functions of the multimedia elements, such as audio, text, and slideshow presentations to support the training process. Integrated learning systems, or ILS, are hardware as well as software solutions that work together to deliver the learning content. There is a rising need to infuse technology by incorporating traditional learning with online learning through the integrated learning systems. This combination is referred to as blended learning and is the most powerful and flexible learning platform for most organizations. Once learning has been completed, the organization needs to be able to report on completion, attendance, quality, and other information. ILS, or the Integrated Learning Systems, thus use a wide range of media and methods to enhance learning. It means employees no longer need to sit at a desk and write notes. They can take interactive quiz, watch videos, create multimedia portfolios, or even enter a whole new virtual world so that they can learn in a way that suits them. The starting point of effective infusion of technology in L&D should be the organization's overall purpose or mission, as seen in the discussion that we've had in this and the previous slides. The strategic plans to transform L&D should be as unique as the organizations that develop them. But underlying most organizational strategies, that is the determination of some unfulfilled need for the value addition which the organization can satisfy. Providing these technological learning solutions then becomes part of the organization's goals. Learning systems have thus become an integral part of the organizations across the globe, and for good reasons. Employees that use an LMS integrated with ILS are more engaged in the training and achieve more in less time, which is a truly good news for the training providers and employees alike. They also allow managers and mentors to monitor their learners' progress and provide feedback to help them understand the subject matter at hand. Learning systems like e-portfolios and virtual learning environments also have progress dashboards and reporting features to help monitor the progression. In this particular image, there is a snapshot of a virtual classroom. Through this image, you can see that a person can log into this particular virtual classroom and set goals as well as understand the online learning process. It means that the learners can watch their progression grow in real time as well as complete their assignments, helping to increase engagement and retention. Managers can also monitor progression at the touch of a button and offer support to any learners that need it. To a great extent, the organizational goals influence the nature of all learning processes and of the human resource management in particular. This means that the structure of the organization, the specific jobs to be performed, and the financial and technological resources needed, and quantifications and numbers of the people employed will consistently reflect the learning and development goals as well. Another technological solution to encourage collaboration and social learning in the organization is the infusion of artificial intelligence, also known as AI. With the AI, the HRIS managers and L&D professionals can gather insights from the vast amounts of employee data coming in, augmented by deep analysis and thereby facilitating the creation of customized learning initiatives. Artificial intelligence sparks excitement about the future of how learning will develop. In reality, though, AI has been a part of many e-learning platforms for quite a long time, helping us to learn more efficiently. Some of the use cases of artificial intelligence include elements like personalizing learning, recommendation of resources, automated grading of learning, and prediction of attrition rates, to name just a few. Learning insights supported by artificial intelligence also have developed a wider understanding of learner behavior, leading to predictive capacities. Using the insights, the organizations can create intelligent and smarter positioned content that's adaptive, intuitive, and responsive to a learner's personal journey. As a result, AI will transform how learning content is delivered and foster retention, leading to a greater alignment with business values. With the rapid growth in AI designers, It could mean and help drive the personalized learning experience in a better fashion. The AI platform will provide personalized guidance and assessment that doesn't only tell the learners what they got wrong, but also helps them understand why they have got it wrong. Additionally, the design of the platform ensures that each workspace and problem maximizes learning while collecting data about what the learners do and do not know at every step. Today's organizations need to be on the cutting edge and dedicate budgets to match a compelling application of the current AI. A prominent example of AI in learning is that of Coursera, which many of you might have heard or even used. Coursera is currently the most popular e-learning platform and one that emphasizes the importance of AI in their educational and corporate offers. It was co-founded by Andrew Ng, a well-known AI researcher, a professor at Stanford University, who also co-founded Google Brain and DeepLearning.ai. There are university and professional courses in AI for business, digital strategy, machine learning, deep learning, and many more AI-related topics which are provided by Coursera. Coursera extensively uses the cutting-edge technology of the AI chatbot, which we shall begin a discussion from this particular slide and subsequently in the next slides as well. AI development includes the idea, as mentioned above, of loading chatbots with employee and geolocation data. The bot automatically delivers bursts of learning-related information supporting an impending activity, possibly before the employee even thinks to access learning materials. Now, many of us are aware of the bots because we have interacted with the chatbots on diverse social media as well as website applications. Some of the chatbots include or give us information or references when we are visiting the social media platforms or the websites. We can consider an imaginary scenario in the use of AI chatbot from the learning context. Let us consider a new salesperson is about to visit a client. When they move to the client site, the AI learning bot sends a message on the phone offering to show a micro-learning class about the positive first impressions, along with a link to the prospect's About Us page and the manager's last coaching notes. Now, this results in a powerful piece of personalized learning experience for the sales representative. Thus, AI can effectively provide assistance to employees on a daily basis, like the above provided example, where the quick bot has provided bursts of information to the salesperson. Many organizations currently use a learning management system to deliver training and make resources more accessible, as was discussed earlier in this chapter. The management and the system elements often work well, but the learning that's there isn't delivered when the learners really need it or in the form that they need it. Leveraging of AI chatbots can make learning more relevant and customized as well as accessible by moving the LMS out of the way or supplementing the LMS as well. AI chatbots provide the perfect way out to gather more real-time feedback from the learners in a natural manner. Therefore, the learning-related information can be taken directly from the learner and customized to the needs of that learner. This is beneficial in giving a clear, personalized insight into the learner's needs. Learners thus gain direct access and control to the information and learning stored in the LMS via the bot without having to deal with complex interfaces or sign up for a course. Employees have information when they need it on the job. This makes for a more personalized and effective learning experience. Learning bots are smart, adaptive, and responsive, but they're only as good as the information that they can access. The artificial intelligence or AI chatbots enable organizations to provide immediate and efficient engagement for the learners. The AI chatbots leverage natural language processing techniques to understand and engage in human-like conversations. Brands using AI chatbots report significant results in the performances related to the learning.